Sad day. What is it? Sad day in Gainesville. Thoughts and prayers to all the staff people, but congratulations to Florida Gator Nation. Today, October 19th, is the day we found out you're serious about football again, because Sunbelt Billy, back to the Sunbelt indeed. Being widely reported, Billy Napier, he's out. You know, I'm going to miss him. He was a guy that was easy to make fun of. And boy, did he give me a lot of ammunition to make fun of him. So, hey, seeing a lot of Gators in here. They're dancing on his grave. They're fired up. Who are we going to get to be the next coach? Man. Well, we got a little tradition here. I'm breaking out the good stuff here. We send off these coaches. It's the last time we get to honor them. Shout out Billy Napier here, October 19th. He'd probably be the next UTSA coach or something like that. More power to him. You know what? So, shout out, Billy. This one's to you, buddy. That's some good stuff. Who's the interim? Sounds like it's going to be old Billy Gonzalez, receivers coach. It's going to be your interim coach down there. I believe that's, they have not made it official. Look to be making it official here very soon. But all of a sudden, I think this is the best job out there in the entire country right now. So who are we going to get? We're going to get Kiffin. We're going to get Drake. We're going to get James Franklin. I don't know. Jimbo to Gainesville. I don't think so. I don't know. This is probably bad news to Florida fans. Sorry to bring some bad news potentially, but it sounds like the Florida State coach Norvell is going to get his ass fired. So Florida State and Florida competing for a coach at the same time. That's interesting. Very interesting. Man, what is it with Mississippi State beating Mississippi State? We turn around and fire coaches. Jimbo got fired after beating Mississippi State. Napier did. How shitty must it be to be a State fan to be like, ah, a close win. We got fire his ass. You know what? Whiffing to the swamp. I think it's a mistake. I don't know. Oh, man, what a day here. What a day. I wonder what took so long. I think that's the million-dollar question Florida fans have got to be asking themselves. Why the hell did it take this to get here? I don't know, but... And where do we go? Do we want to bottom out for the Gators? I mean, you can't bottom out much more than we have. But and how bad do you feel to be Texas? Texas just got their ass whooped by this man a couple weeks ago. Man. Interesting. Very interesting where Florida turns. But at the end of the day, I think this is great news. Clark Lee, next Gator coach? No. I think no shot in hell that happens. No shot that happens. Here it is. This is probably the reality of what's going to happen. Shout out Bertonius. I'm sure we'll see a contract extension for Lane Kiffin. They said that's already in the works. So we'll see if that happens. Shout out Adam. What time's the Hugh Freeze firing? Should have been about 2 years ago, but it's coming soon. It's coming soon. I think it's coming after they lose to Bobby Petrino in Arkansas next week. Could be coming. Oh, Billy. Man, I'm going to miss him. I am going to miss him. I think he just needed more time. I think he needed another year or two. And then he could have turned this thing around. But shout out Napier. He's going to get about $21 million for being an average at best coach and a poor coach at that in the Southeastern Conference. So very interesting where Florida goes here. I think they should be able to get damn near anybody they want, I would think. Cousin Shane's in the transfer portal after doubting Mizzou and picking Hugh Freeze to win a football game. Billy to Arkansas? I don't think they take him. just need more time. So Razor, I mean, that's kind of where I've been. With Billy Napier needed about three more years to really show his culture. I think it's a disservice to him to let him go after this. But beaten State, getting fired. What a time to be alive. Now, that's the thing that doesn't make sense to me. I thought we were trying to beat Georgia's ass, and Georgia looks beatable. Of course, maybe they'll play it. I don't know. I think this team's going to cave now. I think Florida's going to cave now. I really do. They're going to fight hard for Billy Gonzalez. A lot of people saying James Franklin to Florida. I could see it. I think that's a call you got to make. DJ to Oklahoma. I think old Mateer's back next year. I think I think DJ stays if you hire Kiffin. I'll just throw that out there. How about that? Brodo, I was hoping they gave Napier a lifetime contract. I hear you. buddy. All right, so we got these updates. I mean, Florida's not that bad. They're like 13th in the SEC. Just need a little bit more time. Let's see if there's any latest breaking news here. They're supposed to have a meeting here in Gainesville, meeting with the players. But Billy Napier's out, 22-23, four seasons. Florida is 3-4. Hate it for him. Good man. The GPA is off the charts, in case you were unaware. Florida's kicking ass with GPA right now. I guess no one cares about that. Billy Gonzalez, going to be the interim. I think he's been the interim a couple times in his career. So that's something, I guess. But Hugh Freeze, you're next. Everybody's asking, Kiffin to Florida? Do you consider Florida? I think this is more important. Brett saying, does Kiffin consider Florida? I would say no. I don't know. I got a feeling. A lot of people think it's saying yes, but I don't think he would leave Ole Miss for Florida. I really don't. Duddy, you are not a wise man to think I was kidding about academics. Come on, Duddy. You got to be smarter than that here. If you're listening to a man drink talking about academics. Yeah, of course we don't give a shit about that. That's why I reference it. But that was what Billy Napier was saying. It was the highest GPA. Team characters off the charts. Spurrier is Kiffin's idol. Well, I mean, that's nice, but that don't mean shit when you're trying to take a job. You don't go because you used to like Steve Spurrier in the 90s, so I'm going to go coach the Gator. That means nothing. Kiffin had no idols at Ole Miss. He's whooping ass up there. You know what I mean? Drink, he had no connection to Missouri. He's from Arkansas. All that is nonsense. Idaho and Aggie. Cousin Shane can't catch a break. Low T Heupel strikes again. That he did. And Florida didn't extend Sun Belt Billy. Kiffin getting distracted before the Oklahoma game. How about that? And anybody that hasn't seen it, we'll talk about it tonight. Don't tell Cousin Shane. Hopefully he doesn't hear this. Oklahoma's favored to beat Ole Miss. How about that? How about that? Jamal says he's reached the ceiling at Ole Miss. I don't know. I don't know how we would know that. I don't know. And what is this? The ceiling apparently is a much better program than the Florida Gators. Florida Gators can't compete in this current NIL transfer portal era, but Ole Miss can. So we've got to rewire our thinking of how we look at these teams. I think Ole Miss is a better program than Florida in the modern era, and that's all that matters. Ken says he hired Cousin Shane for $1 million because he would hire an offensive coordinator. And that was Billy's downfall, wasn't it? Would not hire an offensive coordinator. Some of these guys, man, they get to these places and they think, Well, hey, I got the Florida because I'm a badass play caller. I'm going to keep doing it, and no one can tell me otherwise. And then, which, you know, there's truth in those statements. But then when you wise up and you make a hire like a Eli Drinkwitz did with Kirby Moore, program takes off, you know. Hugh Freeze, my play calling got me here. Well, it's going to get your ass fired here in a minute, and just like it did Billy Napier. Nathan, how warm is Brian Kelly's seat getting? I think it's getting very warm here. And I think on Saturday night at home, A&M, you lose that, I think you're getting fired. Maybe not immediately, but the point being, you're going to lose to A&M, right? If you lose to A&M, you're going to turn around and lose at Bama. We can't have that. We cannot have that. This is an all-in team. To have four losses, you got to go. So that's where I'm at with old BK. But excellent question. I appreciate you. There was another really good question. Who are your realistic hires for Florida? I think Drink at that top of the list. I would say James Franklin. He should be getting a call immediately, I would think. I'm sure he's already getting a call. I'm pretty sure he's a Sexton guy. Here's an interesting one. I don't know if I'd say a realistic, but Glenn Schumann, Georgia defensive coordinator to Florida. Perhaps. How about this? Kenny Dillingham. Dilly who? I don't know how his team's doing this year. Lost to Mississippi State. Can you fire a coach for beating Mississippi State and then hire a guy that just lost to Mississippi State? I don't know. Sharkeesian should pay attention. He'll never live down those shit comments. Not on this channel. Schwan, we blew it. I guess a Voltard team, and now the Gators. You can't make his stuff up. I mean, that's why your state, Schwan. Hate to tell you, but that's why your state. People are delusional if they think Drink's going to Florida is cooked. I think you're about to be cooked. They're cooked. If you think that, you're delusional. I hate to tell you. Brent Key, how about that? I don't think that's going to work at Florida. You need high-flying offense. You don't need we've gone that route, I think, with Will Muschamp. And yeah, I don't think that's going to work. I do not think that's going to work. Yeah, shout out Ken. Gators are not hiring defensive-minded. Gators want explosive offense. And yeah, that's why they need to be getting them. Why in the world would Drink go to Florida? I mean, a lot of reasons, many reasons, but, yeah, I think I think with the NIL kind of coming around a little bit and things are changing and the schedule, Missouri is really benefiting from a weak ass schedule right now. And that's going to change in a 9-game SEC slate. How can Missouri keep paying these guys the way they're paying them? Maybe they can. I don't know. I think it'd be smart to reset the clock down there at Florida. I think he's going to be our top target. I really do. Drink makes $9 million this season. He's going to make 11 at Florida. Watch. You wait and see. Urban Meyer 2.0. I mean, that'd be hilarious, but no, we can't hire that old scumbag. Bobby P to Florida? I don't think so. Maybe Mark Stoops. Can we get Mark Stoops? Florida, Kentucky would pay your ass to take Mark Stoops if you want him, Florida. Just saying. Franklin is a more polished version of Napier. Tell me you don't know much about James Franklin without telling me you don't know much about James Franklin. Look, he's got some scandals in his closet, just like this guy does. Good shit!
Oh, Mikey, another one bites the dust. We knew it was coming.
I'm kind of sad, aren't you?
Yeah, because all the good jokes we had lined up. Billy's for you, brother.
I mean, he's the only Florida coach I know that has a losing record to Tennessee.
Well, I mean, when you word it that way, it just felt like he was going to win that game. We'll get to Tennessee here in a few hours, but Mike, I tell you what, it are you surprised that it's, you know, before this rivalry game? I mean,
yeah,
I mean,
very, at this very point, surprised.
I just felt like, why don't we just hang on? I don't think you, unless it's a jet, like I heard you earlier. Sorry, I was out jogging and I was like, oh shit, he's live. So I got to run in here. So, you know, unless it's like a James Franklin or something like that, that you want to get in on early.
Right.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah. It doesn't make much sense. Now, maybe just the negativity was getting so loud out there.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out all these idiots who were calling out our buddy, Matt Hayes.
Yeah,
who broke the news last week that Strickland was meeting with these boosters and they gave him an ultimatum, and then this, I mean, again, people are not going to fact check this, but you know, go look and see which Florida media members and hell, I could tell you their names. There's which I think they're good people. I'm not necessarily calling them out, but when Matt Hayes reports something. And then these guys run out here and say, well, this is inaccurate information. Well, now you know who to trust, right?
Yeah.
Shout out Matt Hayes for being on top of this. But the negativity of that, because it doesn't make any sense after a win like this with your biggest rival coming up, 2 weeks to prepare. I think you kind of judge him after that, unless, like you said, unless it's a race to James Franklin. It sounds like Florida State's going to fire their coach Norvell.
Yeah.
Shane, so maybe you want to get there ahead of Florida State. I don't know, but
if you're another school, because there's other schools that are floating around, right? There's other schools that potentially could remove their coach at the end of the year. Yeah, do you pump the brakes because of so many vacancies? I mean, if everybody's selling the house in the neighborhood, sometimes it's best just to keep the house for one more year, you know?
No, I'm firing my guy.
Okay.
That's how we get to what we got with Sam Pittman this year.
Yeah.
This is how we get to Napier again this year. If you know he's not the guy, I think you got to fire his ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care how many job openings are out there, because you're the University of Florida. You're one of the best damn jobs in the world. You should be able to hire a quality candidate. I don't care what other jobs are open.
Which one? I saw realistic, but like, who's on? They gave Mike the money. Said Mike.
Low T hypo to Florida?
No, don't do that. Just kidding.
If I'm making the hire,
yeah,
probably drink, don't you think?
Hmm.
I mean, I would love Kiffin. That would be my number one.
Yeah,
but I don't think they're getting Kiffin. I think that's all bogus.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the conversations have already been made this weekend. You know, I mean, hell, His guy was there at the Ole Miss Georgia game, so I'm sure him and Jimmy had a couple of stokies after that one and said, hey, yeah, maybe. What do you think? Can you make it happen? So,
and they'll be seeing him here in a couple of weeks, Shane. How awkward's that going to be?
Oh, buddy, it's going to be great. I mean, and it's a small network of these guys that keep popping up, but most of them have worked together, have worked with each other, And man, you talk about just absolutely electric, bringing Lane Kiffin down from Oxford. I feel like that would be Florida Gator dream list right there. But
yeah.
I just don't know what happened. I feel like James Franklin, I mean, the fact that you got a buyout situation now, where you got to pay $10 million within the next 30 days or something like that. But you got James Franklin up here. It's got all this money. You know, it wouldn't be a bad idea to bring him in and then take advantage. I mean, then that way you don't lose a lot of money toward the NIL and everything.
Yeah. Hey, you're selling me, Shane, on one of your most hated coaches.
Yeah.
Coming back to the Southeastern Conference. He could be the bad guy.
Yeah.
I think Florida fans would open him would welcome him with open arms, as they should. He's a winning coach. That's something they're not used to here lately.
Yeah.
Shout out Cousin Cameron. I think I'll take Arnett back. Oh my God. At least when I have false hope with him, Levy's a dumbass.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I don't know if you heard me say this, Shane, but
yeah.
How much would Kentucky pay Florida to take Mark Stoops?
Oh,
like maybe they'd yeah. fund their NIL.
There would be there should be some bargaining there, right? Like secretly fund their NIL for the next 5 years.
Hey, shout out Michael Dunlap. He said, I'd give him Beamer for a case of Bush.
Oh, yeah, that's another one, you know. I he's not been fired, and I'm not expecting him to be fired, but he's also a coach that has been floated around for some other job. I'm not going to sugarcoat Virginia Tech job, you know.
Right.
Would it blow your mind if Beamer says, you know what, I'm tired of answering all these dumb questions in this media room. I'm going to Virginia. Could you see something like that? Let me ask you this. Let me flip it. How many active SEC head coaches right now are at a new job at the end of the season?
What is golfing a job?
It felt like it the other day when I was out there, but no, golfing is not.
Because that's where Freeze will be here in a couple months. Yeah. So I guess I'm not counting him. How many will be at another job?
Yeah.
Two.
Oh.
If I had to guess, right?
Yeah. That's what we want. A little extra drama, a little extra seasoning on 2026 SEC schedule. Yes. I'm
now,
all for
how
it.
About this? I don't know if they'd want any part of this.
Uh-huh.
Could we see a situation where, like, a Brian Kelly, I think this is going to go sideways on him,
mm-hmm.
to where he tries to get out of LSU. Would Florida take Brian Kelly?
I think Florida would. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, we're bitching about an LSU team that's just got two losses. I know it's not expected, but you look at the track record he's had down there in Louisiana. It's not been fun. It's not been sexy, but there's been a lot of 10-win seasons down there. And I feel like when you come away from barely making bowl or not even making bowls, give me 10 all day long. We were like this with Philip Fulmer, you know, couldn't get over the Florida game, couldn't get right. to the big dance. And we're like, get rid of him, you know, and then we get rid of him. And buddy, I wish we could have held on to him for a little bit longer, you know. Same thing with Mark Richt, you know, Mark Richt just could never get to it. Then finally, and then better believe Georgia hit the bottoms before they got to Kirby Smart. So, I just be careful what you wish for, you know, because the next coach may be even worse.
Yeah. Don't be negative, Shane.
This
is the brightest Florida can get. We got rid of Sunbelt Billy. We're back, baby. We're building a dynasty back here.
I was referencing LSU. You know, they're like, oh, we're done. Get rid of that bastard, you know. And then all of a sudden, Brian Harsin shows up. And we're like, oh, man, I wish we could have him back.
No, I will 100% agree with LSU fans.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been calling this for a while. When you go all in on someone, I mean, it's the same as damn Jimbo, right?
Yep.
Minus the national championship that Jimbo came with. He came down here and said, I'm down here for championships.
Yes.
He had a better resume than literally any coach they've ever hired, including Nick Saban. I'm talking about the day he stepped foot in LSU.
Yeah.
Brian Kelly had a better resume, and we're going backwards.
But what is, like, something I saw Peter Burns tweet out, and I think this is good for Florida, you know, coming off – if you remember, it's 2023, I believe, Jimbo Fisher gets fired after beating Mississippi State. You're right. It was a terrible, terrible football season, a terrible run. Yeah. And then look at him. You fast forward 2 years, you're undefeated. You know what I'm saying? You're undefeated in the Southeastern Conference. So I feel like the silver lining, it's not like the 90s or the 80s when you have to build a program from the bottom up. No, this is a program that could turn around absolutely immediately. And I feel like that's – you were talking about silver lining. Man, it's right there. Next 2026, you may be right in the thick of this thing.
No, absolutely. And I think that can happen at a place like Florida. So that's why this hire is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to see who it is. Who would be, if you were making the hire, realistic candidate here?
Realistic? Man, you know who I like. He's already down there in Florida, Mike. Give me Golish. Give me a guy that's just going to be the exact opposite of what Billy Napier is. And he's fiery. He's electric. He's,
is that good enough for them? I feel like that's not a good enough hire.
You said realistic, Mike. I feel like some of these names that keep floating around are not realistic right now. I hate to say it. Florida standards have dropped a little bit here a little bit. It's not as attractive as it used to be. So I don't think, you know, a Lane Kiffin. I do not think a John Gruden. I don't, you know, these fun names that were floating out here. I don't think that's realistic. Now, you know, I could pick maybe a John Sumrall, you know, maybe a James Franklin. I mean, I'm not convinced James, like if he can't do it at Penn State, and I'm not saying anything about Penn State, but yeah, I am. Like, I feel like Florida's schedule is going to be a million times harder than Penn State was, and he couldn't get to the big one up there. What makes you think he's going to be able to do it down here? So I don't know if James Franklin's the guy. James Franklin could be the bridge to the guy, but I'm not sold that he's, and it's not because I hate him. It's really not, Mike. But yeah, if I'm picking a realistic, give me Golish all day long.
Okay. What about, I know we don't watch this guy a ton, but I've seen his name mentioned, and I'm hearing good stuff about the possibility he'd be willing to leave Arizona State, Kenny Dillingham, who took them to the playoff last year.
Yeah, he's just annoying enough too, you know. there hasn't been an annoying coach like that since Steve Spurrier. So, hey, don't get me wrong. The guy knows how to build. He knows how to develop. He knows how to find talent. I feel like that's important too, you know. And he's a player's coach, you know. And that's what Billy was, and that's why a lot of these guys stuck around. And who knows, if Dillingham could come in there and keep this roster intact, you know. I feel like he can – easily get those personal connections. But yeah, it's a lot of great names floating around, but there, you got to remember, there's so many other jobs floating around too, you know?
Right. Shout out Cornelius Bob. He's putting the pieces together, Shane. If Drake goes to Florida, Gruden goes to Mizzou.
Yeah. I just wonder. I mean, I was actually just watching the A&M Arkansas game, and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot that job's still open, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, there could be a lot of, there's still a lot of Gruden talk going on. I don't know if he's kept to the Southeastern Conference, but, God, I'd love it if he did, you know, it'd be good for us. Let's see him at media days.
So let's make a quick prediction here, Shane.
Yeah.
1 year's time. Is this good news or bad news for the Gators? And try to take everything into account.
Yes.
Players that are going to be leaving, you know, and we should note, so they've changed the rules. They just did this recently, just for anybody that doesn't know. The portal, it used to be, Shane, now Billy Napier's fired.
Right.
The portals open up for all their players. They've changed that rule. That's no longer the rule. So none of the Gators can transfer currently.
Yeah.
They have to wait until a new coach is hired, and then they have to give the new coach 5 days.
Right.
So that's the new rule. So taking into consideration, we have no idea who the new coach is going to be. We don't know which players, like DJ Lagway, will stick around. But taking all that into consideration, do you think in a year's time we're going to be sitting here saying, man, that was a genius move to get rid of Napier, or maybe we didn't know how good we had it?
No, genius. Okay. I've been firing Billy for 3 years now, and it's time. In fact, I'm still upset that we're having this conversation now, because I feel like we should have had it last offseason. If I'm being truthful here, Mike, I think DJ was all Florida Gator and not all Billy Napier. And say what you want, I just there is a lot of young talent on this roster that has emerged over the last couple of weeks, and you get to see it. But you know, that's talent's always going to be rich in Gainesville, Florida, and that I feel like that's why fans are so frustrated, because they've had some dudes, absolute studs, come through there, and years past they've been able to retain them. Years past they've been able to highlight them and make them Heisman candidates or, you know, NFL draft picks. And Billy, with the talent that he's had down there, he's just not been able to do what could have been done. Because that's the way I look at Florida. I watch a Florida Gator game and I'm like, what if everything stayed the same, but Lane Kiffin was the coach of that football team? What if everything stays the same, but, you know, Eli Drinkwitz was the coach of that football team, what would their record be? And I feel like if you get to the end of every season like that and you're saying they would have been better without Billy, then that's why I felt like they should have fired him years ago. But we're moving forward. I feel like we're gonna be sitting here. There's gonna be moments, Mike. 2026, probably like week two, week three. We're gonna make some little jokes about Billy not being there because there'll be some early tweaks, some early mistakes, or something like that. Competitive depth won't be there because these teams are usually gutted. But I feel like in 2 years, Florida's gonna be right back in the mix of things and right there at the knocking on the playoff door like they should be.
Yeah, I think had he just hired an offensive coordinator like a year ago,
yeah,
I think we're sitting pretty at Florida. Let's play a game real quick, Shane. Let's go through, and I'm just looking at the teams at the top here. Again, I updated this with the SEC standings. How many current head coaches, if today Florida offered them the job, would take it? I'd say Elko, hell no. DeBoer, no. Kirby, obviously no. Kiffin, maybe?
Kiffin's a maybe for me. He'll entertain it.
Sarkisian?
No.
No. Drake?
Yes.
Venables?
Yeah. No.
No. No. Clark Lee? Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
Brian Kelly? I'd say probably to get out of the heat from the kitchen.
I'd say no.
Heupel?
I'd say maybe.
Beamer, I think hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Jeff Lebby, yeah.
Yeah.
Petrino, of course. Mm-hmm. Q Freeze, he'd run to it. Yeah. And Mark Stoops, again, they'd pay his ass to leave. So I get to say, they got options. They're down in the dumps.
You know this is Mark Stoops, right?
Oh, buddy. All right, anything else here? I think I had another one, but I'm blanking on it.
Well, what's crazy is, like, if we would have said this 10 years ago, 15 years ago, there'd be like three coaches, you know? That's just, right. You don't see it when it's slowly chipping away. It's like erosion, you know? It's just been wearing on you, and you're just, your standards have, you talk about a fantastic interview. Watch Matt when we talked to him at SEC Media Days. He just talks about that. Even the year before, he's a big fan of the Florida Gators. He wants them to do well, and you just kind of see that bar, that ceiling that was in Gainesville just get lower and lower every single year. And I feel like this next hire, it's got to be all in, right? It's got to be all chips to the table, because if you go another coach, another 4 or 5 years of this, then, yeah, I don't know if you'll ever get it back down there in Gainesville.
Right, and I just think that this is a great day for the Florida Gators.
Yep.
Because they're signaling to all of us that they will not accept mediocre football.
Yep.
And that's what they've been given under Billy Napier, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, I remember the final question for you.
Yeah.
Following this news, does this make you more concerned or less concerned for Tennessee and Florida?
Brother, I'm concerned every week now because of Tennessee Vols, but even more now because this is classic Tennessee Florida, right? It's usually a backup quarterback back. Now it's going to be a backup coach that comes in there and possibly whoops up on Tennessee. And then we'll be walking away from that game being like, well, maybe we should. Who is the interim here? Who did they hire for the interim?
Billy Gonzalez, the receivers coach.
Okay, yeah. Well, I don't know if Billy keep it. But, damn.
From Billy to another.
They didn't want to scratch. They didn't want to spend too much money scratching Billy off the everything, did they?
Man, they're already nickel and diving down there. You
know? I like it.
All right, we'll be back. 7 o'clock Eastern, yep. 6 Central to break down all these games. And who knows, Shane, maybe they'll have a hire by then. James Franklin, John Gruden.
Yeah.
And I doubt it. But, again, we'll have it all recapped. Until then, we'll see you here in a couple hours.
All right, see you guys.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.